God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So just recently, we voted in the Tennessee primary elections. Now, I'm thankful for those that we were able to vote for, but there have been times when I look at the options on the ballot, even in the primaries, and think, good night, is this the best we can do? Sometimes you look at the people who are running things and you think, wow, we are in trouble. And we spend so much of our time on this earth, in fact, that's where we've spent all of our time thus far, that it's hard to comprehend anything more than right here, right now, and the people that we vote for and put in power or vote out of power. And yet I want to tell you, there is someone who rules in heaven that we did not vote in, we cannot boot out, we cannot change, and to whom we ought to submit. There's only one who sits on heaven's throne, and that is God. John said, I saw a door open in heaven, and what he saw was this. I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. One sat on the throne, and I will say only one. Well, who is this, and why is he alone worthy? Well, we're told about this worthy one in two persons at the very least in the next two chapters. In verse 11 of this chapter, there are those who say this, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. God the Father, is worthy, and there's a reason, for He has, and He alone has, created all things. He is the Creator. That's why the eternality of this God is emphasized in verses 8, 9, and 10. The God who was and who is and who is to come, he is thrice holy. And this God has a perspective that no one else has. He made this universe. He owns this universe. He alone is eternal in eternity past. Now, that's in stark contradistinction to, say, a 40-year-old man who has never created anything out of nothing, who is not Lord of the universe. He has procreated, perhaps he has a family, but he's not a creator. He's not the creator. He's not God. And yet we tend to trust ourselves and those that we can vote into office more than we trust God, who is untouchable as to his power, but who hearkens to the prayers of the weakest person who belongs to him. So God is worthy as creator. In the next chapter, chapter 5, verse 9, we find that the Lamb, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, that he is worthy. In heaven, there was a book to be opened, and the question was asked, who is worthy to open the book? And there was consternation because there was no one found worthy. No man was found worthy to open and to read the book. And yet one came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne, that is the Father from the Son. And verse 9 says, and they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nations. It doesn't matter where you live or what country you are voting in, or if you even have the right to vote. There's a God who transcends time, space, and nation. And this God, God the Son, is worthy to open the book. Why? Because he was slain. He had redeemed us to God. So this one is worthy as Creator God, and he's worthy as Redeemer, the Son. Over and again in this chapter, the Bible says that he's worthy. Worthy is the Lamb, verse 12. Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Both the Father and the Son, they're worthy. The Holy Spirit is referenced in these chapters as well. But twice we're told, in fact, numerous times we're told, the one that sits on the throne and the one that can open the book is worthy. And the last words of chapter 5 are, Worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Now here's the question this morning. How worthy do you consider him? Is he worthy enough to trust and to trust his word over the word of men and people and popular opinion and modern thought and modern theology? The eternal, creating, redeeming God in all his triune Godhead is worthy, not just of our words, but of our lives.